You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Hey, you're tuned into Drive here on BFM. I just said BFM before, but...
Oh, I can personal drinks you now. I don't know what happens after that, though. I don't really know the rules.
You stitch my mouth shut, I think,
don't
or
I get
something.
To just punch you at will? Isn't that sort of the...
No, I haven't. I don't think that's a condition of personal drinks.
Are you looking for the Cocktail Corner
yeah.
intro?
Yeah. Have you noticed me trying to pad it out a little bit? This is me just trying to fill some time while we find the sting for this segment, otherwise known as Cocktail Corner, brought to you by Plantation Pineapple Rum. I've got a huge bottle of 3-star Jamaica, Barbados and Trinidad Plantation Rum here. And the name of your bar?
Keep going.
Tallulah.
Tallulah, down where Tyler Street Garage used to be.
Yeah, the top floor there.
Brand new, brand spankers.
Hey, I think I might have found it, everyone. Fuck yeah.
You're listening to Cocktail Corner on 95BFM, brought to you by Tallulah Bar and Plantation Pineapple Rum.
Did you get rid of pecans?
So we've had a very wet and miserable winter, and if there's anything... that anyone should do out there, it's probably head along to Tallulah and get their tropical vibe on, because yeah, you guys have got a, did you say Hawaiian? What's the theme?
Well, it's tiki, so I guess tropical.
Warmer weather,
Hawaii,
tropical.
Sure, why not?
We need to be in a place. John wants to be somewhere.
Can I be in Barbados, Jamaica, or Trinidad?
Yeah, all three at
where
once.
This rum sort of comes from?
That's the magic of Tallulah. You can be in all of those places.
Is that rum?
Once.
Is that rum like an off-white? It looks kind of like if I was to crack a bunch of eggs into a glass.
Oh, no, it's clear. Is it just clear? The label?
It's clear. It's got a little hint of colour to it.
Okay.
Just so you know it's there.
Sweet. Well, they've given it 3 stars. I love how it's just admitting that it's average. Appreciate that in a drink.
What does a 3 stars just refer to the three...
To the three islands. So
three islands.
What they've done basically is they've taken rums from the three different islands and blended them to create the perfect daiquiri rum. So using aspects of those different rums to create a whole that is better than the sum of its parts, mm-hmm. as it were.
Totally. We're familiar with. Drunk quite a lot of blended whiskey up here.
Responsibly.
So this is our...
Yeah, similar idea, right?
This is a similar vein of...
Get the flavour that you want by taking different mm-hmm. parts and doing the mad scientist thing.
Cool, and did I hear you say you're going to make a daiquiri?
Yeah, well, this is supposed to be the perfect daiquiri rum, so okay. It makes sense to make a daiquiri.
All right.
It's also
I
nice...
I remember the last time I had a daiquiri, I've got to be honest, guys.
Mate, best cocktail
isn't
in the world.
Isn't it the one that's got like the slushy kind of ice in it? Is that a daiquiri?
Sure. The classic daiquiri is what we're going to be making. So this one isn't blended, it's shaken, it's three ingredients plus a little bit of magic pixie dust, which I add to my daiquiris to make them extra special.
Right.
But yeah, three ingredients, shaken,
actually,
nice and simple.
When we came
can make
to
it
the
at
studio,
home,
there was
no
a,
blending required.
There was a mirror in the studio when we came in this afternoon, and we were like, what the fuck is this mirror doing here? And now it's all kind of... Carry on.
Making sense. I'm curious. So this is something easy to make at home, essentially.
Theoretically, yep.
Okay.
You're going to need a few tools. Basically, you need really is something to shake it in. Right. I've got an actual shaker,
mm-hmm.
which
Looks
we use
nice.
In bars, which is very effective. But if you have like a large jar, you can use that.
Yeah.
Anything that you can seal and shake and then open again is going to be fine.
A smaller funnel cup, maybe even a little Tupperware container.
Sure, you
just
might make a mess.
MacGyver it, eh?
What's the technical name
works.
For this?
It's a shaker.
The shaker.
Yeah.
They're actually pretty
is
easy.
Is that technical enough for you?
I thought it had,
it's named after what you do with it.
Maybe in a different language?
Boston shaker.
Boston shaker.
Okay. Cool.
Cool.
Let's go for it.
Let's get going. So we're going to start out with 50 mils of Plantation 3-star into our shaker.
That's a cute ass little sort of gold tinted, it looks like an egg holder, but obviously it's also a...
Technical term for this is a jigger.
A jigger.
It looks like it could be like King Arthur's miniature goblet.
Yes, definitely.
Absolutely. You can drink out of it too. So to that we're going to add 25 mils of fresh lime juice. Fresh is always better. Don't be messing around with bottled stuff.
Okay.
and to balance that out.
When's the lime season? Can anyone?
With the state of the global economy, it's always, yes, I guess. New Zealand has some issues with the prices of limes, and sometimes
nobody's growing them locally, and nobody's throwing down.
They do, but not enough to supply everyone, right? So most of our limes come from Mexico, and I know, 2 years ago, the Mexican cartels worked out how much limes were worth, and they started basically controlling the supply of limes.
Wow.
So
that's heavy.
Yeah. Which affected our prices in New Zealand.
I do like a little lime controversy.
Absolutely, makes it taste better.
Theory.
Right, so to balance out that that lime juice, just a little bit of sugar syrup here.
That's dark sugar syrup. Is it brown sugar?
This is special. It's called cane syrup.
Wow, it looks grunty. I'm going to have to get my nose on that one. John's doing the gimme as well.
Yeah, it's a little bit... extra,
getting much from that?
A little bit of extra depth to the flavor, but you can just use white sugar. You can even replace this.
You smell that in three different angles.
It doesn't really have much of a smell, actually.
Oh, no, it's kind of like a little golden syrupy almost.
Yeah,
though. It's
just
definitely
a hint of golden syrup.
Yeah, for
syrup.
Sure.
Or even a bit of a raisin vibe going on in there.
There's some dark notes in there, for sure.
Yeah, totally. Raisins.
But you can just use a couple of spoons.
Don't like raisins?
No.
Oh, wow, it's all coming out here, isn't it?
I'm getting the golden syrup. I can't get the raisin, though.
Try not to bend the spoon, John.
You can just replace this with a couple of spoonfuls of white sugar if you want. You don't have to buy a special cane syrup to make a daiquiri.
It looks more impressive, though,
doesn't
it?
It does look. I feel like it's going to help in the long
run. Well, I am a professional, allegedly, so...
It's very piratey, that bottle.
Right, and so now for my secret ingredient, which is a tiny little pinch of salt.
Oh, it is a pinch as well.
Yeah, just a little bit.
You don't want over the shoulder? Or we're not cooking, are we?
We can.
Oh, there we go.
There we go.
I don't know what that means.
Good luck.
So you shouldn't be able to taste the salt in the drink, but what it does is it brightens up the lime, makes the drink pop, I guess. You definitely want to use non-iodized sugar. So this is salt. Mm. So this is Himalayan pink salt, which has all kinds of mystical qualities. Mm. You can make lamps out of it, and it brings you good vibes.
Okay.
Tastes good in a drink as well, but make sure you're not using that iodized table salt, because then it's going to taste like iodine, which is kind of gross.
Too powerful.
All right. Cool. So we're just going to chuck some ice in the shaker, seal it up, and give it a shake.
Seal it up. You hear that, John?
I could easily make this at home. Easily. Just saying.
Have you got any Himalayan salt?
We'll call that good.
Felt good.
Magic.
Quietly, I'm looking forward to this one. I think this is going to be right up alley. Right.
Okay,
up John Street. This one.
Can we just strain that into a coupe?
It looks
coupe,
like unassuming. It looks quite unassuming, doesn't it? Like,
it is. It is an unassuming drink.
It's a.
It doesn't have to have like 18 ingredients to be a good beverage.
Agreed.
Cool. You guys want to give that a hoon?
Yes, please. Now, what's the technical name for this wide mouth cocktail sort of looking glass?
Nailed it just then, I think.
That's a coupe glass. So they were originally used to serve champagne and...
Yeah.
But they work well for cocktails.
Oh, you're getting a delish to that drink.
Yeah.
That gets two yum-yums from John.
I really like a good citrusy drink.
Yeah, man.
Top marks.
Actually, if you hit me with this... any sooner, maybe than last week, I would have had the cracked lips, and this would not have been a good time.
Right, you just power through.
Steer away from the citrusy drinks with when you've got chapped lips.
Oh, it's front foot though. It's not mucking around. It's good. I think you've hit the balance spot on the nose.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
limes
and that can be. It's a risky bizzo to be in. You know, doing the.
Yeah, it's a great compliment to a bartender, you know, being able to balance a daiquiri properly. It's one of the true tests.
So good.
So tell us a tiny bit more about this wonderful bar of yours, Tallulah.
John, just hand it over, mate. John. Let it go.
Tallulah, top floor of what was Tyler Street Garage. Now downstairs we've got the Chamberlain, which is a nice wee brew
pub. You've kind of got the brew, like a view of the harbour in that down there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Lovely. Absolutely. That's a good spot. I've had to spend some times up there back in the day, actually.
Yeah, man. So you've got a view of the harbour, delicious beverages, some tropical jams.
Sick.
It's a perfect place to escape.
Sounds like a time.
And not only that, but Sunday to Thursday from 5 to 7, you can get $10 daiquiris.
Of what we're having right now?
Effectively, yeah.
Far out.
We do some weird flavours and stuff there, which is not, strictly speaking, traditional, but, you know.
Give us an idea of what those are.
So we've got a yuzu daiquiri, there's passion fruit, lychee, all the tropical flavours.
I've definitely had my steak in that drink, I think.
It's delicious. This is going for the win this month, I think. Yum. Cheers, man. That's delicious. So if people want to make it at home, run us through the ingredients once more.
So Plantation 3-star rum, which is available from Glengarry's. Mm-hmm. Fresh lime juice and sugar. You can make that into a sugar syrup, or you can just use white sugar as it is, powdered. And of course, a little pinch of salt.
Cool. Cheers, Dan. Magic. Cheers, Tallulah. Cheers, Plantation Pineapple Rum.
Cheers all around. Good times. Yeah.
That was Cocktail Corner on 95BFM, brought to you by Tallulah Bar and Plantation Pineapple Rum.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.